seen the team take shape. You know, I mean, it is very early, obviously, but you know, we look dramatically different than what we've looked like in the last couple of years. You know, and the speed is what's exciting me. You know, speed at all positions. You know, it's just something that it's going to help us accomplish what we're trying to get done this year.
Hello again, everybody. This is Scott Agnes, and it's time for our second podcast. I appreciate those that listened to the first one, jumped in right away, and are ready to go with this whole podcast series that we get going. I'm excited about the possibilities. I'm excited about the potential guests. I'm very excited about just what this all could turn into, and I've heard some feedback. I really appreciate everyone reaching out with the feedback. I heard from one guy in Russia. I've heard from a variety of people in Indiana, across the United States. And that's where it really hit home with me again, that this is important. I think there's a lot of fans that want to feel even more connected with their team, with this Indiana Pacers team. And as a guy that's there every day and enjoys getting to know the players, from a standpoint of then presenting it to fans and opening the eyes of outsiders to what these guys are like, not only on the court and what they're looking to do and what makes them a special player, but also the personality of every single player and the coaching staff and the behind-the-scenes people, because so much goes into making a team. A great culture within the organization exists. Why does that exist? That's one of the things we'll discover as we go through this podcast. Again, thanks for those listening. And I welcome all feedback on Twitter at Scott Agnes or via email, scott@vigilantsports.com. Unlike last podcast, our first one, you're going to finally hear from some other voices. Joe Young, a rookie second-round pick who's heading into his first camp. Shane Winnington, who's heading into his second year. And Jordan Hill, who's played for a couple different teams and been in the league since 2009. Starting out will be Mighty Joe Young, the Pacers' second-round pick they're very excited about, and circumstance just really worked out for the Pacers in this situation, as Joe Young was part of that elusive first group with Jerian Grant, Cameron Payne, Rakeem Christmas, who's now with the team. But a guy like Joe Young was not a guy that got a lot of interest. Most media outlets did not talk to him afterwards. And what ended up happening well for the Pacers was that he sprained his ankle in that pre-draft session, which was right after the draft combine. He sprained it, did not work out for any other team, and ended up allowing the Pacers to select him with their second round pick. Mighty Joe Young.
Joe, what's this whole thing been like for you these last 3-4 months? Kind of a whirlwind. You got your first jersey on, media day. What's this experience been like for you as you get started for your first pro career?
Yeah, just very excited, you know, for this opportunity. And one thing, these last 3 months, I just start working even more harder than what I did, what I used to work. Because I know, you know, what got me here was my work ethic. Because I know I'm not bigger than that person over there, this person there. Mm-hmm. I'm just average height. And I just, you know, put my heart into it. And that's one thing. I made my heart bigger. That didn't get taller. So I just felt like, you know, the 3 months when I got drafted, I felt like I got at least 5 times better. At least I got 5 times better because it's to the point I was trying to black out. My workouts is, I was seeing black. That's how hard I was working. Then I lost my uncle, and then one of my homeboys got killed. So I took that to the heart, and I just start going so hard to where I couldn't even stand up straight. And I did that for like 3 weeks straight. And then
when was that about?
It was like, I say, I build up into it till I start going hard like that until my uncle and them passed away. But it's been like 2 months.
About a couple months.
Yeah, a couple months. Just putting in work, grinding, just trying to be the best I can be. And, you know,
team gonna be one direction.
I mean, I don't know. I'm working hard. Every time I work hard, I just think about ROI.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to get it.
So that's absolutely a realistic goal that you're really targeting.
Yeah, that's a target goal that I'm really, because I feel like I am one of the best, you know, rookies out. And I'm not going to say it in shame. I put the work in. I mean, I'm not being not humble. I'm very humble. I'm just ready to play, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, coming from a guy that went second round, you know.
I was going to say, how much more does that even push you further? Because you didn't necessarily have a guaranteed contract and those things.
I had to work for everything I got, and I'm still working, you know. And that's That's why I love this organization, because I just put the work in, and you know, I don't do no talking, just put the work in, put my best foot forward.
And now just kind of hopeful that the fruits of those labor will come true. We talked with Frank Vogel today. He said, hey, our rookie, they're going to play. They're going to play right away. I can't wait to see what they can do. There might be some growing pains, but you know what? Yeah. We got to get them out there.
Yeah. Hey, that's fun to hear, you know, and like I said, I just got the goosebumps from that. And once every time I hear that, I either go study something, study a clip, or I go to the gym. Like stuff like that motivates me, and that's why, you know, I'm here for this job, you know, because I feel like basketball is all I want.
What kind of work study did you do from a film perspective this summer and trying to get up with the league and everything there?
Just to, you know, how people take one step and get into the middle of the paint. You know, I used to watch, you know, Stephon Curry, how he gets to the middle of the paint and how he gets off his mid-range shot. And I've been watching Steph Curry for a minute, and I didn't start watching Stephon Curry until he got into the NBA. And that's why I think my game changed to the NBA style, because I knew I can get to the spots, but I didn't make the right decisions. So I started
seeing... Once you got to the spot?
Yeah, once I got to the spots, I was like, I'm getting to the spots, but I'm not making the right decisions. So once I noticed I'm getting to the right spots, I knew that film worked, because it shows you, it visualizes it. Like, it's hard to explain, but it visualizes it in your mind once you make that same kind of play and movement.
I know you want to be Rookie of the Year. Talk about Miles Turner and the work you saw that he put in the summer with you.
Oh, yeah. He did a great job. You know, he's intense and ready to play, and he's Rookie of the Year caliber too. You know, just working hard. You know, I can see it in his eyes every day. He wants to be the best he can be, and you know, he motivates me, and I try to motivate him too. And you know, coming from rookie to rookie, I mean, it really don't happen like that. But you know, we really motivate each other.
Last thing for you, headed into your first camp, what's your kind of expectations for what that could be like, and battling it out on the court?
Yeah. Just having fun. I mean, I think, you know.
And that's a big key, too. You can't get lost in that.
Can't get lost. You know, just having fun and just stay calm. And I feel like, you know, that's what you learn in college. Just stay calm, and when that nervous comes, just breathe it out. You know, think about something that makes you calm. And I just think about basketball, just, you know, making plays for my teammate. And that really, you know, opens everything.
Very good, Joe. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
You gotta love Joe Young, don't you? He's a fun interview. He's a great guy to watch out on the court because he just has so much fun out there. And you heard it. He has those goals set high. Rookie of the Year. And what a feat that could be as a second round pick. Next up is Shane Winnington. Shane had an injury that he thought might cost him his rookie season, or at least most of the rookie season, but it did not. He was actually ready by this time last year for camp, but then he ultimately had a minor role. Late in the season, when playing time was not there, he actually pulled assistant coach Dan Burke aside and asked him about going down to the D-League to get more time with the Mad Ants. And there he got some time, not as much as he would like, but he got some time, and he got an opportunity to play in the D-League finals where they played Santa Cruz. Now healthy and with a little more bulk to him, Winnington enters his second NBA season. He's also a fun interview. Take a listen.
Another media day. What are these days like? Kind of exciting, kind of like you're back at school, or are you kind of just ready to hit the hardwood?
Oh, I mean, when I woke up, I was jumping for joy. I was like, yeah, media day. But now I'm halfway through. It's just like, when is this going to end? But no, I think we're all pretty ready just to start playing. We've been here for the last month and a half, 2 months, just playing pickup and individual workouts. So we're all pretty ready to get this going.
What kinds of things all do you have to see? We obviously see the photo shoots, some videos, but tons of autographs. Oh, yeah. What's the grind like for a player? Because it's actually kind of quite a full day.
Are you talking about today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not bad. Honestly, it's...
Very organized.
Yeah,
but.
I complain about it just because I'm a child, but you know, it's fun. It is fun. It's all great. I never really got to experience it at Western Michigan. We never really had media day, or we're big enough to have media day. So it's kind of fun. It's fun for the most part, and you get to meet nice people who basically, you know,
usher you around.
Yeah, I was about to say chauffeur, but yeah, usher sounds yeah. better. Chauffeur or usher sounds better.
Yeah.
So it's... It's been a good day so far. Yeah.
For you, this time of year, you weren't in a boot still, were you?
No.
You passed the boot?
I was past the boot. I was playing. Okay. I actually got to play in training camp a little bit. I couldn't do two-a-days. They wouldn't let me do two-a-days, so I would do the contact day, and I'd be perfectly fine and let me rest the next day or the next practice. So that's when I actually first started going really hard was beginning in training camp. So it's been about a year since then. Actually, it is a year. Yeah.
What's the feel around here? Just with so many moving parts and new players, it's kind of, again, kind of like that first day of school where, hey, I'm Shane. How are you? Who are you again?
Exactly. No, I understand that. It's exciting. Exciting to see new faces. Exciting to see new talents. Young talents as well. You know, we got three rookies that look like they can contribute right away. But it's just there's a lot of energy in the gym right now. Just from that standpoint, and a lot of people are just trying to get to know each other, trying to get the feel for each other. So it'll be fun to see how the first few days of training camp go.
Before we get into more basketball stuff, take us through this off season for you. Mostly, it seemed like you were in town a ton, which bodes very well. Sometime in Chicago, but you were one of the guys that were here daily.
Well, of course, you know, I'm trying to fight for some minutes right now. And in my opinion, I think if you're out of sight, you're out of mind. If I'm going to be here, I'm going to be here. I'm going to let the coaches see that I'm here working. I'm going to work with them every day. And then they'll grant me some freedom to go to Chicago and hang out with my girl and train with the guy I trained with before the draft last year. So it was a fun time. I got my little vacation in. And after that, I was ready to work. And I know I needed to work, so.
With your trainer and such, strength-wise, pick up, add weight, lose weight, gain leg muscle maybe from this last year? What kinds of things were you focused on?
I've gained a lot of muscle in certain aspects, a lot in my lower body, but I'm consistently at 245, 250. I think I play well at that, so I'm not trying to gain as much. I'm just trying to maintain and have good body weight, you know what I mean? So that's more of my focus on weights-wise. But skill-wise, it was all about, you know, becoming a better basketball player all around. Because I feel like your confidence skyrockets when you know you're becoming a better basketball player all around, not in just one aspect. So,
what's your expectation for the big man and the battle you guys will have? You guys just took a big photo of everyone. Yeah. A lot of height, actually.
A lot
of beef on there. It's going to be a fun battle, at least from my end, to watch and just track.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be
work for you.
It's going to be work. That is for sure. Yeah. A lot of great players. A lot of talent in that area, especially with PG coming into the fours now as well. So we'll see what happens during the training camp. Training camp and the month of October is where really the rotation is developed. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. See this glaring tattoo at me. Take me through that.
Jesus. This is a piece that I did right after my grandfather passed away.
Okay.
Little guardian angel put on my shoulder just because, I mean, my grandpa, my mom's father passed away my junior year of college, so I got it right
a couple years ago.
Yeah, so I got it right after that. It was just something that I felt like this was his favorite, a little saying, sure. Philippians 4:13, and it was just something I thought I wanted. You know, I don't regret any tattoos that I have, and this is one that I actually cherish and like. Mm-hmm.
You've been in Indy now a year.
Yeah.
How have you become part of the city or found specific locations, restaurants that you don't have to say maybe because you don't want to, you know, run into people but what's the city like for you now?
I don't mind running into people. People are always nice. You know, that's what's great about this city is people don't bother you. And if they do, it's not really bothering you. They're very nice and polite about everything that they do. And I actually enjoyed doing that stuff. You know, it's part of your job. You're a professional athlete. You know, people see you out and they recognize you. And, you know, if they're polite about it, of course, you got to help them out a little bit. But, you know, I enjoy Siam Square is a restaurant that I like a lot. Sushi Boss, I like that just because they deliver. You know, it's great. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a big fan of sushi. 45 Degrees on the corner of Mass and Mass and College. Have you ever been there?
I haven't. No.
Delicious. Everything.
I've never hit sushi downtown, more north side.
Yeah, everything's really good there. Smash Burger on Mass Ave, wonderful. Take Danielle there for her cheat meals when she's training.
Oh, that's
so,
right. Yeah.
So she's
every Sunday for you too. Are you still? That's right. During the off season, I talked with you about that. Are you still doing the same diet with her?
No, I'm not. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore because hers is she's cut so much that it's not
Realistic
not
for you
for me to do all that. So
okay.
No,
eating well, you can tell. What about you? Have a free day tomorrow. You obviously don't, but. What would you possibly do? Would you go to the zoo? Would you? What would your personality dictate?
I would not go to the zoo. No, most of the time, Danielle and I will just chill at home, kind of probably watch Netflix, eat some popcorn, you know, make her make meals, and just kind of hang out. Maybe this is maybe. I like taking care of my feet, so we'll go get pedicures together. You know,
yeah.
It stays between us.
You have to. Though.
No, I know. I was always
again.
Told,
it's part of your job.
No, I know. I was told when I was young and freshman in college. You know, if you're a big guy, you take care of your feet are going to take care of you. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want feet problems or ingrown toes or anything like that, because that'll just keep you out of the game. So, you know, I maintain my feet. I maintain my nails. I do all that stuff. On my feet, not my hands. So
right.
I don't maintain my hands, my nails on my hands. So,
yeah,
I do all that. We'll do that just as like a couples kind of thing, and then maybe we'll go to a movie. You know, just a relaxing.
Very casual.
Yeah, very relaxing. We don't like going out and walking around. She's tired from training. I'm tired from practice, and don't really want to expend much energy. We're lazy sometimes. You know what I mean? When we can be lazy, we're gonna be lazy.
And on a rare off day, because from now on they're pretty rare.
Oh,
so
sure.
You got to take advantage and stay off your feet almost.
Yeah, but during the summer, I'd do a lot of golfing. I took Danielle golfing. We'd do all that.
I saw that, like, yeah. You played in the outing, correct?
Yeah.
How would you assess your play? Is this your first kind of time playing golf, or did you have experience in the past?
I've played earlier in my years.
Okay.
But it's something my dad and I and my brother used to do together. But no, it was just something fun. I had a lot of off time during the middle of the day when it's, you know, the hottest and you're just out there. But when Daniel would go to work, I would be by myself just sitting at home. I'd be like, I'm bored as all get out, so I'll go out and start golfing. And that's what I did.
Last thing I want to hit on, because there's so many guys interested in Big Fisherman, at least it looks like in your off time. So many guys, Paul, George, now Monte. You got Joe. Yep, that's right. He was talking smack with Paul about who's better.
Exactly.
You think you guys can organize a after training camp session up in Geist?
Oh, we might. And
I feel like you have to.
Of course, we gotta have a little tournament. We may. That's something I'm probably gonna have to talk to George about. I'll talk to George about that, and we'll get teams. We'll get
rookies can bring the food to grill out. Like
exactly.
It's set.
We'll have our little time. If it's nice, you know. You never know with Indiana weather what's going to happen.
Typically in Indiana, you got a couple random days that you can plan for.
But I think that'll be fun, having ourselves a little Pacers fishing tournament between each other, you know, between the guys, and see who's actually the best.
Very good. Thanks, Shane.
No problem, man. It's good to see you.
Now in our third and final interview for this Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast. Quick interview with Jordan Hill. He's actually a fabulous interview, a guy I've only talked to a handful of times. He was signed by the Pacers after they eventually traded Roy Hibbert to the Lakers. Funny, because Jordan Hill's coming from the Lakers. And in this past summer, before even getting into what he wanted to contribute with the Pacers, why he signed a one-year deal and bet on himself this season, I asked him about Roy Hibbert and what Hibbert's about to get into with dealing with Kobe Bryant and in a big market like the Lakers. That story and more is online at VigilantSports.com. Most likely, Hill's going to have a backup role with this Indiana Pacers team. So far, he's went up against the other bigs like Jan Mahimi, like Miles Turner. He's somewhat of a veteran influence entering the league in 2009. He definitely has some experience, at least a lot more than many on this team. In this interview, I talked with Jordan Hill about transitioning to a new team, what that experience is like, who exactly he's battled with so far in camp, and where exactly he's comfortable shooting from.
So far, what's the biggest thing through training camp, the transition process of learning a new team, new system? And maybe how does that compare with what LA is doing? Because it is more towards the Western Conference style.
Yeah. I mean, you know, just for me, you know, for the new guys and trying to get acclimated with the whole team and playing the new system. But, man, you know, it was a little struggle the first day, but, you know, all teams are going to struggle, especially for a new system, new team, new teammates. So, you know, we're getting a hang on it, you know, feeling good about it, and, you know, we'll go see like we're going to make something happen.
You said those struggles. Was that because of excess running? I know Frank said he ran you guys a lot, or at least more than he normally would a team.
Yeah, man. Because it was kind of fatigue. Fatigue a little real quick. So, you know, everybody getting their win back now. So I feel like everybody like me, I came in the training camp trying to be, you know, 75-80% in shape. So, you know, it's good for us.
Where did you spend most of your off-season training and what?
I'm actually was training in Atlanta. You know,
that's right. Okay.
Guy named trainer named Derek Hamilton. You know, okay. He trained a couple guys: me, Jody Meeks, James White. Russell Robinson from Kansas come, and DeMond Shumpert come. So it was a pretty good training this year.
Daily thing with that.
Yeah,
kind of
daily. Take off on weekends, but you know, it felt real good. You know, we was getting our win during training, and it was running during training, so that's why I was hoping to come in pretty good shape.
Where have you been playing? Who have you been matched up against? Those sort of things, because I think a lot of people are wondering. We think more five, but any run at the four, and who are you battling against so far?
I mean, four or five, man. I mean, I can play both, you know. I can rebound, I can shoot the mid-range, I can score, I can defend. So, you know, it's just whatever Frank needed me to be, and you know, I'm going to go from there. But, you know, I was going against a couple guys, like I said, James White, got a couple guys.
What about here, though?
Oh, here? Oh,
yeah, here specifically. Here. Oh, here.
No, I was going against Jan.
Jan, okay. Because that gives a good idea.
Jan, Shane, you know, big guys, Keem, Christmas. So, you know, it was a couple of battles, but, you know, we learned from each other.
Do you expect to be more of a back-to-the-basket guy, or probably more space out, spread the floor within this offense?
I mean, like I said, yeah, that's why I've been working on my shots. You know, my shots falling now. I can play back to the basket. So it's just, like I said, whatever coach need me. If you need me in the five, you know, I can roll pretty good. I can finish at the rim. Need me in the floor to space the floor. If I'm in with Jan or Boyd, put him in the five, put him in the four, so I can space the four, shoot down the jumper. So just whatever you need me to be.
At what point in the distance range, roughly, are you no longer comfortable? Is it 15 feet, 20?
I'm out there about 17 okay. Now. Yeah, 17 feet. So, you know, I'm progressing every day. You know, just taking one day at a time. You know, knock down a 17-footer. Get that, you know, consistently, then, you know, spread back to the three-point line and see what I can do from there. But, you know, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time and, you know, play my game.
No, it's a couple days, but anybody jumped out or stood out to you, or you didn't really know much of their game? And
I mean, yeah, I know about everybody's game, mostly everybody's game. You know, something like Joe Young. Yeah, I mean, I was in Houston when he was there playing with Yates, so I happened to see how he played. I used to go to his games, and he's a hell of a scorer, man. He's just running out there. He's playing hard. Christmas, he's going out there rebounding like an animal. So, I mean, everybody coming in and doing their part. So, we're just getting better.
See, it seemed like the rookies have a great attitude, at least from us. It seems like these guys are really eager and excited to do whatever role they can have.
It's next level now. It's top level right now. So, it's just going out there trying to play hard, trying to get better, learning from the veterans, and you know, just trying to get better every day.
Last thing I did want to hit on, any reason your court date got pushed back on that? Or ordeal, and then did you face any internal disappointment?
We just try to push that aside. No mistakes happen, but it just got pushed back so I can come back here and try to focus on basketball and get that situation. But we happen to have it.
I wonder about that because it seemed like it'd be easier to get that done before, because now it's in the middle of like two preseason games or something.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. They just told me to come in here and just focus on basketball, and they go take care of everything.
And that will do it for our second episode of the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast. Again, I'm Scott Agnes of VigilantSports.com. I really hope that you enjoyed this and will continue to be a listener of the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast. Up next, I'll sit down with new Fort Wayne Maddens general manager Brian Levy. Brian will share his experiences and his perspective with the Pacers and Maddens relationship, how they plan to work together on things, why he was in Indy and at Bankers Life Fieldhouse so frequently, what he observed there. And for those wanting to get into scouting or eventually work in a front office, this is a podcast you'll want to listen to as he shares his advice. That and more on the Vigilant Sports Pacers podcast.